you.
Good evening. I have one item on the agenda tonight, and that's in regards to a proposed bid award for the South Coastal Library Building Expansion Project. You may recall back in the beginning of October, we originally bid out the project. And at that time, Nason Construction was the low bidder. We had three bidders that day. However, the second low bidder protested the bid award, and we reluctantly threw the bids out, put it back out on the street, attempted to speedily bid the project out and come back. Frankly, at that time, I was hopeful that we would receive numbers very similar to what we had opened the first time, but once in a while you get lucky, and that's the case here today. If you look at the previous bid we received from Nason Construction Incorporated, it was $4,635,000 for the base bid with the alternate bid items included. However, when we opened up bids last week, we were pleasantly surprised to find that Nason's Construction's bid had been reduced by over $400,000. So we now have a proposed bid award of $4,204,000 to Nason Construction. As I mentioned, the first go-round, we only had three bidders. However, we had a number of other bidders that were out in the audience that was having trouble receiving their bids from subcontractors. So I actually had three bidders out in the audience with envelopes they couldn't turn in because they weren't able to finalize their number. This time, we have nine bidders. Once again, you know, the competition works in our favor. But the bottom line is we now have a project. Even the first go-around, we were under our engineer's estimate, but with this rebidding process, we're significantly below our engineer's estimate.
Maybe we ought to go a third time.
We talked about it. See if we could do it a little lower.
Were they aware at all of these estimates, the engineer's estimates?
Correct.
They were aware.
I'm trying to think, going back to the first bid opening, whether we had discussed it or not. Generally, we had not. Usually the contractors ask us. I don't recall the contractor asking us what our engineer's estimate was that first go-round. But nonetheless, if there aren't any questions, I have a motion that I can read.
Read it.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the consulting architect, Studio Jade, and the engineering department that the bid submitted for Sussex County project number 06-04, South Coastal Library Building Expansion, be awarded to Nason Construction Incorporated of Salisbury, Maryland at the alternate bid amount of $4,204,000.
Second. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion by Mr. Izzo on the Nason Construction South Coastal Library bid. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
We just to make note, we will be back in a few weeks with an agreement with the Friends of South Coastal Library and regarding their share of the cost for this. So.
Okay.
And Mr. Baker and I talked, we'll give the notice of award to the contractor. However, we won't execute any contracts with the contractor until we have that agreement firmed up with the Friends of the South Coastal Library.
Grant request, Susie Webb.
The first grant tonight is the Sussex County Foster Parent Association for the holiday party. We haven't given them a grant since 98.
$50 each.
Second.
Yeah, that's in the neighborhood of what we did.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones.
Council Matic.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to give $50 from each Council Matic to the Sussex County Foster Parent Association. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
And the second grant is the Greater Del Mar Chamber of Commerce. It's a program they have called Citizen of the Year. Mr. Phillips, you've given to this in the past.
You're not the Citizen of the Year. I don't want to see any conflicts.
$250 from my discretionary account.
Second.
Yeah, from Community Improvements, $250?
Yes.
Or Councilmatic?
Community Improvement would be fine if it'll qualify.
Okay.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Jones, to give $250 from Mr. Phillips' council or his Community Improvement Fund, $250 to the Greater Delmore Chamber of Commerce.
Can I modify that to $500, please?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Be sure can.
Feeling generous.
Want to think about it a little more?
Better style.
Okay. We amend that motion to, for $500 from Mr. Phillips' Community Reinvestment Fund. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Griffin.
We have several. First, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, 70 units. Be located in certain parts of land lying in being Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 22.49 acres, CU 1755 East Market LLC. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a mini-storage facility to be located in certain parcels of land lying in being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 8 acres.
Introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 agricultural residential district to a C1 general commercial and a C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel in Broadkill 100 containing 6 acres. Charles Davidson. Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land in Lewis or Hebbeth 100 containing 0.259 acres. Mark Mumford.
George, Mr. Rogers.
I'll introduce it.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR medium density residential district. Certain parts of land lying in being in Indian River 100 containing 22.49 acres. Looks like East Market LLC, six, change of zone 1637.
I'll introduce it.
That's all.
Additional business. Come forward.
My name is Dan Kramer.
Where are you from?
Councilman Jones.
Sorry.
You have one of the councilmen here called Cole that is interfering with your constituency in order to come see him. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Since when does he have the right to interfere with your constituency when at the same token, nobody from his cons even come to visit him? So I want to know where he has the right to interfere with anybody coming to visit you.
Let's be specific. I don't know what you're talking about, and I'm running the meeting.
Well, you want to get real specific?
Well, I don't
now,
know
he's
what
done
you're
it twice.
About.
When he interfered with me going to visit him in the back to his office, he tried to stop me from even entering.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's true. I don't think it's appropriate for people.
I don't
to
care able. What you think.
I know you don't.
Okay. All
that's
right.
Your,
we don't need a big
problem.
Discussion dessert, over this. What's your other point?
Where's the deputy?
The point of it is, it's like this here. Where's the freedom of me going to see my councilman without having him getting into my face?
Well, the reason for the gate out there is for security
reasons. I really don't care because I'm going to tell you something. That still doesn't prevent me from going to seeing him.
The proper way probably would be to ask the girl.
Well, I got news for her. That ain't going to happen.
And if Mr. Jones wants you back there, he would invite you back there.
I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to happen. I'm not going to kiss nobody's turkey to get to go back and see my councilman.
I'm just telling you how the procedure should work.
Don't go there.
Okay. Thank you. Any other additional business?
Thank you. There should needs to be rules, Mr. Baker, for people entering the office areas without any unannounced. And Mr. Dukes is correct, and I think we ought to have a policy.
Additional business, there's none. I have a motion to recess to executive session.
All right, I have just a sign.
Oh, okay. I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones, to go into executive session. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, we stand recessed to executive session.